USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Tuesday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she is feeling fine and is experiencing cold-like symptoms. Also in the region, in-person classes for Chicagoland students will resume today. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Former vice presidential candidate and Alaska Governor Sarah Palin will get her defamation day in court 4 years later.
A U.S. District Court judge announced Tuesday the libel case brought by the former Republican vice presidential candidate will see jury selection start January 24th. Palin has alleged the Times 2017 editorial linking one of her political action committee ads to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded then Representative Gabby Giffords violated the law and its own policies. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
DirecTV and Dish Network are once again in talks to merge after years of on-again, off-again attempts and multiple concerns from federal antitrust officials. The satellite TV giants attempted a merger nearly two decades ago, but the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's Antitrust Division blocked it. However, insiders are optimistic, saying the market strength of both TV providers has waned since it was last discussed. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden continues to poll poorly with American voters. His new game plan is to shore up his voting base by claiming elections are racist, calling them Jim Crow 2.0 elections, after demanding the 2020 election was the fairest in American history. Former White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany on Fox News gives her insight.
Referring to the municipal elections in 2021, more people voted after than before. Not only that, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the big paper there in Atlanta, said that there were no long lines, that it essentially went flawless. But of course, you have the president going down and gaslighting, saying this is Jim Crow 2.0. He's been fact-checked on this. But taking a bird's-eye view as to what happened today in the speech, Rachel, it boils down to this. When you look at issues 1, 2, and 3, in interest of priority to voters in any polling, you see the economy, you see COVID, you see immigration. When you think of Biden's name in juxtaposition to those issues, you think of crisis, inflation, COVID rampant, immigration, border on fire. So what he has done is pivoted to an issue, voting, that has an asterisk by it in the Gallup November poll because it is so statistically insignificant in the issues of interest to voters that it doesn't even register at 1%. So he's pivoted to this issue and called anyone who opposes him racist.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.